Well, the first ruling has been made by the Fair Work Commission against an employer for mandating COVID vaccines. Now, in this case, the employer is the biggest company in the country, the big Australian, BHP. Now, this really, I think, should have received a lot more attention, but the announcement was made late Friday afternoon, which is exactly when companies like to release bad news, hoping that fewer people in the media notice. It's what we call taking out the trash. BHP tried to make vaccines mandatory for workers at the Mount Arthur coal mine in the New South Wales Hunter Valley. But the mandate was challenged by the CFMEU. The full bench of the Fair Work Commission, in a crucial decision, sided with the CFMEU and ruled that BHP's vaccine deadlines were not lawful or reasonable. So quite a big deal, given this is the first time a company's vaccine mandate, not backed by a public health order, has been struck down. And you're probably like me asking the question, well, if it's not lawful for BHP to mandate vaccines at a coal mine, where else is it unlawful for companies to mandate vaccines? Like everything involving the law, of course, the details are important. Let's bring in Michael Burns, the lawyer I turn to on matters like this. He's an employment law specialist and a partner with Swab Attorneys. Michael Burns, welcome back to Money News.
Good evening, Brooke.
So we'll get to the specifics of the case in a moment, but this is a significant ruling in the current climate.
Oh, it certainly is a very important case. In fact, the Fair Work Commission convened a special 5-member bench to hear this particular matter, which was an arbitration under an enterprise agreement. They knew it was a very important issue, treated it as such, and so it is an important test case, no doubt.
So what did the Fair Work Commission say?
The Fair Work Commission found that the direction for employees to be vaccinated, to have access to the mine site, was unreasonable. They didn't find it was unlawful, but they found it was unreasonable and therefore unenforceable. The basis upon which they found it unreasonable was not because they found against the notion or concept of mandatory workplace COVID vaccination generally. In fact, they made a number of observations that supported that concept or notion or idea of mandatory vaccination. Where BHP fell down in the view of the full bench of the Fair Work Commission was that they failed to consult adequately with employees prior to introducing the mandatory vaccination direction. So if they had consulted, the Fair Work Commission was at pains to note or observe that if they had consulted adequately, then the direction itself would almost certainly have been found to be reasonable. However, the lack of consultation meant that a direction which otherwise would have been reasonable was found to be unreasonable. And in fact, now, as I understand it, the parties, and this is at the end of the judgment, the parties will, or there'll be a process of consultation, if BHP wants to stand by the direction, whereby that defect in the process is remedied, or they seek to remedy that defect in the process. But this is not the Fair Work Commission saying that employers can't mandate COVID-19 vaccination. If anything, they upheld the employer's right generally to do that. This case turned on the particular circumstances or facts before the commission, and the commission focused on what it considered to be a lack of consultation in this particular instance.
So interesting. So far from actually being a win for anti-vaxxers, which I guess people might have initially thought when they heard the story, this is actually giving companies more information about what they need to do if they do want to mandate vaccines and will be lawfully able to do.
Exactly. It's in a way a bit of a roadmap as to how to do it. It emphasises the importance of consultation. There are consultation obligations in work health and safety legislation in different states, including New South Wales. They focused on that. That legislation says that if you're going to introduce a measure to address a safety risk, you need to share information about that risk with employees. You need to give employees an opportunity to express their views, consult with or give them an opportunity to contribute to the decision-making process, take their views into account, those sorts of things. And so the commission noted that and has really indicated that if you're an employer who wants to introduce mandatory vaccination, you should consider, or you really should look to consult with employees in the manner contemplated by either the Work Health and Safety Act or if you have an industrial instrument, the terms of the industrial instrument. What the Fair Work Commission did not find, I mean, some people would have looked at the headline outcome in this, which is that the direction was found to be unreasonable, and from that drawn an inference or conclusion that the Fair Work Commission has ruled directions to be vaccinated unlawful or on their own always unreasonable. And that simply isn't the case. And indeed, the Commission made the observation that if BHP, if the employer, had consulted to the extent that the Commission thought was necessary, then the direction would have been reasonable. And so it does offer guidance and support to other employers who want to mandate COVID-19 vaccinations to what they need to do. It is far from a repudiation of the notion of mandatory COVID-19 vaccination in the workplace. Far from it, even though the outcome itself on a very superficial level might suggest that.
Oh, it was a big one. Thank you so much for joining us to explain it. As I said, the detail is the important part. Michael Burns from Swab Attorneys, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Brooke.
Thanks. Michael Burns is an employment law specialist, partner with Swab Attorneys, and I love having you on this show, that's for sure.